What's going on? Saying over here that if it's 4 mil, even if you're working with the yeast, it doesn't make a difference. Baltics are also. This is the chiddush nifl of Yerushalmi as for the Shulta Gibor. Fine. Comes the Aruch HaShulchan, and he quotes this. I mean, everyone see it? It's black and white. There's nothing to be ambiguous about it. Yet when the Aruch HaShulchan comes right in front of Tuf Nun Tes. Siv Zayin. I'm even in Aruch HaShulchan. This is the words of Aruch HaShulchan. V'yesh lahachmir lamar b'inyan asiyas ha-matzis. Sh'reyesh mishasoveh. Sh'osir lishos kashir mil mitchilas halisha ado afiya. Kolomar aranocha betanur. V'chashvinon b'azman hazeh gam ma she'oskev ha'isa. It's quoting the Shulta Gevorim. Bach quotes Shulta Gevorim. Not true. Not true. Simply not true. We just read it. It said 4 mil. Not 1 mil. I don't know what to make of this. Bottom line, we heard on the, video. That in the math of bakery, they make sure that the entire process from the beginning to the end takes less than 18 minutes. That's true to my knowledge. Everywhere in the whole world where they make matzahs, whether it be hand matzahs or machine matzahs, the whole thing, that's why it's so hard. The whole thing is done within 18 minutes. Everywhere that I know about. Yes?
Since, I mean, most of us don't follow, like, Meyer Bin Tom, since most of us assume that, I mean, the 18 mil comes from 18 minutes comes from assuming that the day begins and that day begins with a los, right?
No, not at all. To the contrary, I mentioned to you the Vilna Gaon a couple of days ago, at the end of this year. The Vilna Gaon learns in Sugat of Tzadi Dalit that the Gemara's conclusion is that the 40 mil are exclusive of from a los to nates and from shkia to nates. So the 40 mil from Nates to Shkia, which leads you to an 18-minute meal.
Okay, I'll take a look.
Yeah, give a look. Okay, Rabbi Osai, this is the story. So, Mamash, you answer why the next Aruch HaShulchan. The first thing today Shia is the Aruch HaShulchan. But I'm not agreeing with him. I don't understand what he's saying. But he wins. As I said before, everybody that I know about in the world bakes matzahs in less than 18 minutes, and that's probably. That's maybe Svardi. I don't know, because that soft matzah,
we did it in less than 18 minutes.
Also less than 18 minutes. And still, from the beginning to the end.
The place that I went to.
And it still came out soft.
Just needs to bake for a few moments.
Few more minutes. We do it in 2 minutes, 1 minute.
They said less than like a minute and something.
Yeah, we heard on it, we just heard that. How long was it? What did it say?
About a minute and a half.
Instead of a minute and a half.
Hand matzahs are in the oven for less than 30 seconds.
Less than half a minute. And those are a little bit softer. It's a minute and a half. You can take 5 minutes, probably much softer. You can still do 5 minutes and still be under the 18 minutes. We make it with a little. How does it take, about say, the hand matzahs from the beginning to the end? Time they mix the flour, the water, till it comes out. So it goes in the oven. The truth is, this shear, even called the Aruch HaShulchan, is until ha'afiyah, ha'anocha betanur. No one's saying he can leave in the time for 5 minutes. He's just saying he 18 minutes from the time he mixes the flour until it goes into the oven. Here's the answer to both sides there. We're afraid that the oven's not hot enough. It's not going to bake it well enough. There'll be something left. It won't be fully baked. That's probably the paranoia that makes it make do it so hard.
That's probably Marla Hackman's. What? If it doesn't bake, that's what Marla Hackman's.
That's exactly the point. So they're afraid that the bake.
It doesn't help. Then it could be less than 18 minutes.
So they're afraid of having an oven. When you leave an oven for 5 minutes, because the oven is not as hot. If we leave our oven, it'll burn to the crisp. The base of labor's matzahs, it'll burn to the crisp. So, because we want it to be out, so hot, so it gets there so fast, so it's so hard. I'm not a baker. But the way I understood it, if you make it a lower fire, What they say, 900 degrees. My wife doesn't bake anything 900 degrees. Our ovens don't get that hot. The hottest it gets is 5 something, 550, and you never bake a cake in 550. You never make challahs in 550. No. You bake challahs in your oven. How hot does it get?
350.
450. What?
Around, yeah.
Right,
there's a range.
So why can't we make our masses at 450? 350. Take an extra few minutes, that's all. Right? Won't take an hour. And if it does take an hour, who cares? To the oven already. I don't know. But the bottom line is, someone asked me, are you allowed to use Sephardi matzahs? I said, yes. Because they're the kosher lemahadrin. I just said that somehow among the Ashkenaz, and we haven't used these matzahs for hundreds of years, you know, you're right, the Bachram only says, dakim. He never said, kosher. We use the sword of Rashi, dakim a kushim. Maybe it's a little bit, but it's not so hard. Maybe we'll have to do some more research as to why and when this particular minig of making it hard as opposed to soft originated.
We wash your waste just so it shouldn't go stale because you bake it away before Pesach.
That's a very logical reason. Otherwise, always has logical reasons. And if that's the case, so then for those who are able to make matzahs closer to Pesach, you shouldn't.
You can freeze them. They do. That's
fine.
They make it in the freezer. There's enough freezers in those days. Right? Good. So Chol Rabbi Asher wise, there's nothing wrong at all. There never was a minig not to make it soft. We can make it soft again. And as far as thickness and thinness is concerned, this Friday night, this thing also, huh? A little thicker than ours. Not all that much. Let's say that's too thick. Let's say that it is a little bit thicker. This was thin. By the way, I was told yesterday that the Satmar, when they make their matzah, they make it very thick. 6 to a pound. 6 to a pound. So then my guess is the Satmar matzahs may be thicker than the Sephardi matzahs, if you measure them, maybe. Salem Popa will make him 10 to a pound. Very thin, delicious, and breakable. Like I told you that my shoe was a fight, which one to use, the Shatzer or the Telema. The Shatzer was thick, not a stick of Satma, but they didn't break. People didn't like it, it's not tasty. I personally like the thinner ones. But that's just makes it easier and more digestible. You know, let's not forget, Alachilas Matz. You have to eat. You know, so that's all these, we'll see all the schumas as we go. It's very, very nice, but it won't be Achil. So we'll have to discuss this as we go. But we're not up to all that yet. We're trying to make progress slowly. Yes, sir.
Well, what's the problem with Rav Shulchan?
Rav Shulchan claimed that the Shulchan Gibarim said that you have a total of 18 minutes, 1 mil from the time you mix the flour till you put it in the oven, notwithstanding all the asik in the with the butter. It's not true. He said 4 mil.
But is he quoting the Shulchan? The
Shami presumably says 4 mil.
Yeah,
he says no. He says im ki ein alocha kein. He says we don't pass like the Shulta Gibara. Mikolagam b'matza roi lahachmir. Orach Hashem is not one of the biggest mekilim in the world. B'matza roi lahachmir. Yeah, but not for 1 mil. Not for 1 mil. It says 4 mil. It's a wonder to me that
So that's a reason to do it.
Oh, he's saying like this. Very good. He's saying that there's two machlokes in Bavi and Misham, but you don't have to pass it consistently. One machlokes says the 1 mil or 4 mil. Another machlokes is, do we count time from the time we mix the flour and water till it goes to the oven, or do we count only the time that it's dormant? Which the chumras are both. The chumra of the Bavli 1 mil, and the chumra of the Rishama, even while you're eating it, it still counts. That's what you're suggesting. Gavaldik, you're talking about combining chumras, then we can do it. You're willing to combine all the chumras, you can get yield almost any result. Coolest too, probably. But we try to have a more balanced view. To me, it's still a chiddush that he's quoting a shear mil from the Riaz, and the Riaz have a shear of 4 mil. So that to me is a little bit of a chiddush. Okay, Rabbi, say with me so far. And that's all introductory. Now the shears was a bit of abbreviated today, but we'll try to do what we can to cover some ground. Again, tomorrow, as we've not details to be worked out, we're probably going to go to the matzah factory tomorrow. And that after seeing the video, it'd be fascinating to see what this rice looks like. We're probably going with Rabbi Senter, who's a Mashkiach, and Rabbi Kirshner, who's a Mashkiach, and his cousin. He's going to be there tomorrow? Oh, wow, Moshe Soloveitchik, wow. Did he get there at 10, you say? Get there at 10. I'll bet you it's earlier or later. Earlier. Okay. Who has a car tomorrow? Who has a car?
You let me know in advance, I guess.
At what time?
Let's all come to Beis Medrash at 9 o'clock. Okay, or we'll be here by 9:30. Can everyone be here by 9:30 in Beis Medrash? Yes?
Yes.
So then we'll see what we'll do. We're not going to leave before 9:30. You can get there in here for now after this. There's no shot. We'll be optimistic. So I hope to be there on the dot of 10. Then get a chance to catch his breath. Okay? If things work out, we'll leave, again, either 9:30 or a little bit later. And if things really work out, when we finish with Streitz, which is on the west side, on the Lower East Side, we'll go right across the Williamsburg Bridge to the Tail and Papa. My brother trying to get me into that one. The Tail and Papa matzah. Maybe once we can stop and have pizza and the Lower East Side again. I think I'd have to have their lunch. Maybe that's the one I'll pay for that too. I don't know. We'll see that. Not maybe bring along a sandwich or bring along a snack or bring on a few dollars. I don't want to go too hungry. They don't give out free matzah samples at the, to my knowledge. Not much if you want it anyway, it's for your lunch tomorrow. Okay, so again, it's all tentative, but it's likely. I think tomorrow's a good day, right? It's a good day, right? It's a good day as any. We're holding by the inyan. We will not have, because of this little delay, and even probably without it, we will not have be finished with the inyanim, but maybe for Karet, it'll be better after seeing some of the issues, we'll be able to discuss them post-tour as opposed to pre-tour. I'll probably be a little bit better. But let's discuss this in the remaining time today, some of the other significant issues, which are, as I discussed, in particular, the sefer I'm using is the sefer Matzah Mitzvah, which is an excellent sefer. And I'm going to try to cover the highlights as we go of Perek Zion and Ches. Zion is Lisha, Ches is Afiyah. Test, which we're not going to get to today, is Dinei HaMatzahs. And particularly what's called Matzah Kfula. That's the biggest shaila, but we're not going to get to it before the tour if we go tomorrow. I'm sorry. But maybe it's Gamzul Latov. So we'll be able to discuss it afterwards. Okay, well, let's without further ado, let's begin. With the Ramah Rabosai, open your Mishnah Berurahs, please. Tav Samach Aleph, Sif Hey. See what it says? This is just the beginning. We're just going to show it so we should know what it says and come back to it later. Here's a Kfula story. Matashin is kapla betana with vuka achein sholat sham ha'esh osrin osa tocha pesach avo shah matashin betana mutorin the code in pesach ain lesser rak v'mokom v'mokom dibuka. So if a matah flips around, then we have to answer it. It's called matah kfula. What are we afraid about? The fire will not get in to the point where it's doubled up. Okay? To avoid these problems and to make the matzah, there's another word that's used. Matzah nefucha. What's nefucha mean literally?
Expanded,
swollen, big, it rises a little bit. It's also a problem. How do we eliminate the possibility of matzah nefucha? The classical way to do it is by what's called linco. You know, you saw it on the video. They make holes. And by making the holes, which are the telltale holes in every matzah, that prevents it from, among other things, prevents it from rising. That's what it says in the Beis Yosef, it's Simon Tov Samach, Sif Dal. Fine. He's also careful to make sure that the matzah shouldn't touch each other in the Tanner, because it is still what he calls lach, we're afraid that the fire will not get there. That's why Kfula Dvuka Zasser is the Darkei Moshe writes in Simon Tav Samach Sifkotin Dalek. What's the source for it? Trumas Adeshen and Maharil. The Maharil. Let's repeat again. We saw Mordechai yesterday. I want to show you one more line. Let's repeat it again. Simon Tav Reish, please. Please turn for a minute to Mordechai Simon Tav Reish. An interesting line, which is certainly relevant. Okay. In our version, it's the top of column 2 on page Yud-Zayin. Because the Rabbi Shmuel Pelizer, this is his pirush for the year, for the pirush of Shabbos ago. Yesh lefos hamatzos betov. Has to be baked well. The imlav yisarf hemiyad. Didn't bake well, burn it. Vashir, kol shaparos ben chut ben shachem yimena. Right? It has to be baked well enough. There's no loose strand of dough. Chen belach me toda. Riva pirush the krimos ponim. Darmian in Shabbos, v'lo charoa gabe gacholam lakadei shiyikru v'ponea, hainu ki hai shiyuru. Who wants to translate the word cream as ponim?
Crust.
Some kind of a crusty surface. Right? That's what it says. And he quotes in Perikol Shah, halechem eno kodosh ad shiyikru v'ponea betanim. Let's see the cream as ponim, hainu hai shiyuru. So that's a question. And our matzahs, is can talk about cream as ponim, the whole thing is so hard. I don't know if we can even talk about it. But let's take a look at Rav Osai in the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tov, Samach Aleph, Sivkot L'Chafei. This is our, let's see a little bit about this. What's krum? Hainu krum dak v'lamala, v'lo be'emtza o v'yamatzah. V'yesh me'achronim shekotzu, v'matzos dako shalonu, Ein lachos la vubuos vachalolim anikar mi bachutz. We were thin, kidar ruba de ruba anasim machmas or, especially the machine ones. Shafilu einem kurumim dakim raktas v'ovi ein lachos. There's nothing to worry about. V'nafuach b'em to Isa, haina shu nifrat chati ovi alelim er tachtum, zeo shiach hak b'matzot ha'ovos ktas. You ever seen the new Sfani matzot? There's a hole? No, good. Again, kfula and the fucha, we assume are achumers. We don't use them. Ramah talks about matzah and the fucha, bemtzisa asura. Avlam ola le krum kedev shola la paskusha safia muteres. This is found over here in the Rambam. Again, partly coming from Mordechai. So the fuch and kful are the two kinds of chumrah that come out. We pass them, you can't eat them, but they're not going to ask other things. Let's come back to that as we go in our discussion, not just of the matzah, but in terms of the kalim. We'll see soon. Interesting, if you look at the Sharatian, it's a cotton. One second. Sivkoton. Mem Dalet. What's Sukkot Mem Dalet? It talks here about Dvuka. Avav Eina Dvuka Mamesh is in a Shabruch Hafei. Ein Lesa O Mikol Makom Im Lo Korma Ponea De Lamata B'mokom Ha Kefel Afili Yeshua Zasolik Was there also. Oh, if you didn't reach Korma Ponea, that's already a problem. Mem Dalet in Sharat Ziyun. Uvefrat Lefi Ma Shekolcha Ichran Eliel Afili B'mata She'ena Kfula Lachmir Koshkin Was there. If there's no krum, even if it's ain't a kfula, which should be machmir. Kavachomer, if it's two chesronis, it's kfula, and there is no krum. What are you referring to? The Mishnah Berurah earlier in Sivkot and Tetzvot. Please turn to Sivkot and Tetzvot, as we saw yesterday, that once it's ain't chut and mshach and mimena, yotzinba, that's what it says. And we saw this yesterday also at the top of the next page Samach Aleph. Shonuro, Shoniklu Ponea, Uchad Shiura. Same as what? One Niklu Ponea, Ein Chut and Mshachin, Amen. Okay? Fine. It is a question whether it was Nikram or not. Savik Doraisa, Oster, if you have some Maruah, Mniasim Gazanah. Even if it's not Kfu. You have to have Krum, because Krum is another way of saying that Ein Chut and Mshachin, Amen. Fine, that's what it says. Let's turn our attention now to an interesting place, not an Al Simonim. I started writing on that Makorah sheet again. Tof Nun Aleph. What? Tof Nun Aleph? That's about Kasher and Kalim. We know this is back on Daf Lamed. Coming back to Tof Nun Aleph? Yeah. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Kuf Ches. It's relevant to our discussions. It's on page Mem Beis, an offering. How do we get over here? You look in the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yud Ches, it says you have certain old bags, you're matir it, if it's given out to the Mishnah Chometz, to kibus, the same as a tablecloth. You can use a regular chometz to a tablecloth on Pesach. It may sound like a heresy. Just put it in a washing machine. Says the Mishnah Berurah as follows. Old custom. This is talking about kashrut from chometz. No, even if it's in Pesach. Tasadin sha'osin ha'matzos aleihem. They used to leave the dough on a sheet or the equivalent. Shetzarech la'achlifan bein lisha l'lisha. You have to switch it after you need a dough. Get rid of the sheet, put in a new one. You have to put in the washing machine. The hainu li'achashir mil. That's already, we'll see soon. It's tricky. See, first bein lisha l'lisha is bein shir mil. Kidl kaman sim atof n'tes. Im rot zololo shal'osin tzadin atzmanod. Tzarech kibus gaman. Washing machine. V'lo ma'ani adochol levad. Da botzek nidbak ben. Not much. You can't turn it around. You have to watch out for the seams. And even b'di'evan, it's a problem. So as the Mishnah Berurah here in Sivkoton, Kuf Ches and Simen Tov Nun Aleph. Now, which one is it? Is it Be'elisha L'elisha, or is it Shir Mil? So it's not clear. We could do more than one Lisha. We do three Lishas in the Shir Mil. We saw it already yesterday. They did two or three, and then it would stop within the Shir Mil. I don't know. So if I looked up in the Sefer, Matzah Smith, he talks about that. And he says, you know, you should be careful for the ones you want to use for the Seder. You should be more careful. You should be more careful. That's what he says.
Why?
Because we said many times, based on the Meshach Chokma, we have to close to Vados, or the Chavaz Das, that something is not good for a mitzvah. And whatever the reason is, we're more machmir. It's clear in Mishnah Berurah, a few places, we're more machmir for the ones that we use the Seder than for the other ones. That's important. So he discussed it over here a little bit in page Kuf, if you want to look it up later, page Kuf Nun Aleph, which is in the middle of his parak about Dine Alisha. And he discusses this issue. Is it, which one is it? Is it by Alisha Alisha, or is it every 18 minutes? See, so he writes over here in Os Mem on the bottom, he said, Maril, that's it. Every time you need a dough, put it in the washing machine. And then the Chayotim says no. That's only if there's a break between the leashes. If there's no break, you have to shear mill. Near the Huadin bin Niyar. Who'd ever seen paper in the matzah bakery? What do they do on the paper? I'm sorry?
They change it.
I know that. But what processes are done on the paper? They need it on the paper?
Rolling.
They roll on the paper. They need where? And they're and like we saw in the movie, they need in what do you call it? What's the word to use?
Bowls.
Bowls, I guess. I think they need it in metal bowls, if I'm not mistaken. No, am I correct? Then they take it, the dough, and they throw it on paper. And they get rid of the paper every time they might, right? They never use the paper. They turn it off and they throw it out. Sometimes they turn it off for the second use, sometimes they throw it out. He's not happy with the, we saw when it came to this, in Mishnah Berurah, he says, V'lo mahani imroz labach v'sal ha'sheni, sh'achomets v'vatspets v'yotzei me'eva le'eva. That's true of cloth. I don't think it's true of this thick paper. It doesn't go through. That's why they flip it over, save half the cost. Okay, Mishnah Berurah here again, Kufches is the original source. He says, they use Niyar, if showing Ben Lisha Lelisha, but we don't do Lisha on Niyar. Did they ever do Lisha on Niyar itself? Yeah, they were doing bowls. The bowls have no Niyar. I'm not sure what he's talking about. Torah Achav Achav Kol Isa, at least every 18 minutes. I never heard of Lisha on Niyar. I don't know. Maybe it's talking about the second stage. Just assuming that without that fact. Fine. You remember yesterday, we had a shear of Gimel Kavan? Who remembers that? And we saw a Gimel Kavan shear. You don't remember? I'll mention this to you. We mentioned the shear chala is the maximum shear typically to be used based on the Gemara. Right? Shear chala, 43.2x. That's the amount you're supposed to use. And obviously, do you see what they were doing in that movie? Hundreds of eggs. But he already quoted that in this safe. I mentioned it yesterday, right? The machine master, there's so much action. It's automated. Even if it's much bigger, it's still going to be mutter. We did mention, if I'm not mistaken, the Chok Yaakov, that said is a shear of what? Of three kabin. Three kabin. Now, where is that? Look, sure. One second, I have it written down somewhere. Three kabin. I'm not sure I wrote it down. Here it is. Chok Yaakov, Simen Tof Nun Vav. Look at the Shaar Tzion Yud. Look at Shaar, just a review. Tof Nun Vav, Shaar Tzion Yud. I think I figured out where the shear came from. I know where it came from. Where did you get it from? Tof Nun Vav. Siv Koton Yud. Chok Yaakov, Simen Lash Yosef, Gimel Kamen, Yeshlim Chos Lamonam, Ve'efshet, the Bezaf, Ve'diyevet, Os Chuliyama, Ayin Shah. So I'm not afraid to look at the Chok Yaakov itself. We had it open yesterday. We'll look at it again. Tough. I don't think he quoted any sources. Tough. Nun Vav. What did I say? What was the source? Tess. Chok Yaakov. Tough. Nun Vav. Sitkot and Tess. This is what's being quoted. What you just quoted in the Shaar Tzion. Let's see what it says. Here we go. Was as follows. I found it was Shalmi. Oh, I know what the source is. I haven't seen it. The Perek Ela Oven, Halacha Dalet. Afilu Atlasa Kabin Hushir Isa L'Shama Michimus. Mashma the Gedola Mizu. Yafsha L'Shama Michimus. Wow. He has basically was Shalmi. I want it based on the Bavli. Remind, look at that Yerushalmi, see what it says. But you look it up. Paragimel Lachadal. I want to mention the Bavli. What Bavli? My Bavli is the Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. We learned the Bavli a while ago. If you just turn there for just a refresh your memories. Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Last three narrow lines. Tana Rabbana Lechamoni. Prat Lecholot Vela Ashisha. What's an ashisha? What's an ashisha? A huge loaf. How big? It's over here. Echad mishisha ve'efa. Echad mishisha ve'efa. That's ashisha. And ashisha is no good when it comes to the Seder night. Well, not for the Seder night. Would be good. That means up until 1/6 of an efa. The Gemara seems to say it's possible to shima mechimutz. What's 1/6 of an efer, Rabbi Osai? I think it's 3 kabin. Is it correct? Asklav gudo. Is that true? I think so. A little bit of the math. Asklav gudo. Efer saw. I mean, an Eifa is 3 saw, and a saw is what?
Six.
It's 6 kav. So I mean that, what?
Eight.
Right. I think it works out that way, no?
Yeah, you said it. So it'll be 18 kav to an Eifa, so it's 6 kav.
Right.
So it's 3
kav. 3 kav. The arithmetic works. So I thought, see if this Gemara, Bavli even, I don't know what the Rishon is, I've been a Chesh based on the Bavli. Up until this point, it's only a problem in Pesach night, the Chamoni, otherwise it wouldn't be a problem. Beyond that, we have no welcome. That's what I thought. But again, it's enough for the Rishon. Now, both sides, take a look in Tov Nun Tes, Mishnah Berurah, and then Sivkot and Mem Dalet. This is going to be very relevant for our Matzah Bakery too. One line. Kosva Achronim Shetzorich Lizoya Levara Peruin Me'al HaShulchan Acha Kolisa. And to be so careful to get rid of those crumbs of, with crumbs, the crumbs of dough. That's the problem. That's a really serious problem. Now in the Matzah Mitzvahs book, I'm giving you page numbers, so I'll look it up later on over here, on page Kuf Ayin Hey and Vav, he talks about this. You should have two tables, he said. Two tables. You need on one table And then when you go to another table and clean off the first while you're working on the second and vice versa. Did they do it that way?
Not
the UFC. Guess so, okay. Maybe the paper is a sub. It's a paper, they don't need all the stuff. Right? But they don't need it. They're needing it in the bowls. Yeah, I'm not sure. But we'll see tomorrow how they're doing it exactly, at least in our part of the world. Fine. If you look here over here in the end of Mishnah Berurah, so Sivkotan Lamites. Again, we were here a little bit already yesterday. What does it say over here? Anshe Maise Noagin Litzapos HaShulchanos. On top of the table, they put on a covering of what? Tas Shel Matches Cholok. A covering of smooth metal. Right? But what does this accomplish? What it accomplishes is, Rabbi Osai, there are no cracks. Because if you're using a wood, as we told you, there's a sedek or a chritz, that's what the Mishnah we're talking about. So instead of using a sedek or a chritz, which is wood, they just have to cover it with metal, and there are no holes. There are no holes. And our minig is to use paper. And we switch the paper every shear meal, either switch it or turn it upside down. I think that's a minig. Whenever they're doing things on those kind of surfaces, flat surfaces, they use that. Now, I want to go further than that. Let's talk about machine matzahs. Let's finally have a discussion of machine matzahs, Rabbi Osai. Machine matzahs. The machine matzah discussed in this sefer, if you want to look it up, this is a very fair-minded, I think it's a very balanced view, starting from page Kuf Pei Dalet. It's quite a few pages on machine matzahs. Not the first one to talk about. If you look at the Stechemet, it has pages and pages and pages about the whole fight existed in the 90s, but the Gedolim on each side of the fight. He says, Harbe Yarichu Sifri Achronim Matzis Machon, Ostrim, Materin, and there are four problems. One, Hakoshi Lishmer Anikoyon Amachonos Shabotzek Nidbak Bam, Vienza Poshut Klal and Akasako. The dough sticks, you can't clean it. Habez, Khashash Chimon Michalke Amachonim Rov Tnua. The machine gets things hot, and once the motor gets hot, the machine gets hot. It's going to cause chimutz. Third is the shema, which we spoke about already by Riches a while ago. And the fourth is the fear of what's going to be the next machine. Once they should make the milsa, slippery slope. Stop the machines right now, because once you stop one machine, it'll be another machine, it'll be worse. But those are the four main reasons that the people didn't want to use the machine masks.
What's the first reason?
The most important reason. It's hard to clean. The first is the most important reason of all. Hard to clean.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't understand the slippery slope.
I'll read it to you in his words. I'll read it to you in his words. I'll give it to you in his words. It says as follows. Shema behemshech ashanam yitpatchu hamechonos, they'll develop, which they certainly did. But often, shalachulama yiyasur. That never happened, Baruch Hashem. But it could have happened. V'lo yovu lishmo al esra hamechonos ahem. It was a polemic. It was not stopped. It was not just a debate about, you know, how to open a soda can. This was fire. There was a lot of polemics on both sides of this issue. Modon, Bittul Modon. I'll bring in the Stechemin. We have downstairs. We have the Stechemin to bring it to Shia tomorrow. I'm not sure we're going to have a shiur tomorrow. That all depends. Our whole schedule tomorrow is up in the air, depending on that matzah tour. We'll see what happens. So we'll see it in Stechemet a little bit. He talks about it at length. The key for me is the cleaning. That to me is the most important of all. The cleaning. Yeah, it's a huge operation. It's hard to keep things clean. It's hard to keep things clean. It's hard. So he sits over here. Now, who's ever seen an operation of a machine? I'm just talking about this video. Who's ever seen the real thing go? Okay, so you haven't seen it. I'm not surprised. I've been there once in my life. I'm 17 years ago. I only saw it once. And I don't think they're doing the things that he's recommending. Umin Aroy. That's what he says. He doesn't say it's mandatory. In order to clean the machine well, in Min Aroy, Lahavstik Pu'ula Samachona Kolpochas Mishmona Sedakas. Stop everything every 18 minutes. What they say, they make 350,000 matzahs a day? Is that what he said?
500 pounds.
350,000. What did they say?
If
350,000 pounds.
No,
no,
sheets. Sheets, yeah.
Believe me, they're not getting that done by stopping the machine every 18 minutes. Believe me. Okay, but this money. It's finance, financial considerations. Roy, to my knowledge, out of the way they're doing that. I don't know if they're doing it anyway.
The Madats, I think, won't get that sure on the Jimatas.
Oh, yeah?
So I think.
Okay. Madats. So I should buy that mat. What's it called? Anything which has Madats on it?
No, there's one company that has Madats and Madats. Mats is Christian Lion, I think.
So there's the one company that has Madats mats?
No. There might be.
So Yaakov is in effect saying, see, he used an expression called 18 minute mats. He talks about that as well. What does the term 18 minute matzah mean? It means it's coming after either the first one in the morning, if they made a tremendous cleaning overnight, or they stopped it and did a very careful cleaning. They say the badats will only use 18 minute matzahs. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense. But not everybody is zoicha to use the 18. If everyone wanted to do that, it would break the bank. Only the badakhtan can afford to buy only 18 minute matzahs. Otherwise, it just won't work. I guess the badat matzahs cost more, presumably for that reason, because they're stopping 18. Much more. How much does badat matzahs cost more than strikes? I guess the markup of the strikes is going to Mr. Gross's family business. I mean, maybe we were. Yes?
The matzahs that were baked at the Wiener matzah bakery years ago.
Machine.
And they stopped at every 18 minutes.
Oh, there you go.
They closed the operation
right. For
other reasons, but that's not it.
That's the way. That's wrong. Yeah, so the Venus did it, but that does it. But Strikes does not do it, and I don't think that Manischewitz does it either, for that matter. These huge places where they're making so many matzahs, obviously just can't do it.
Maybe the KJ is also not good. I'm not sure about that.
Well, isn't KJ the same as Badatz now?
No.
Okay. Could be the same thing. Okay. Fine. What must you clean? Everything. If you're not going to stop it, make sure at least to clean it. Everything. Whatever touches it, you have to clean. We saw those wheels, well, we kept seeing those things. You have to clean those wheels and the thing that they touch the dough. You have to be very careful to clean them. Especially if the dough goes through them. And again, the medaktikim, I'll read you the lashon over here. I'll read you this lashon. The words are important. Okay. The medaktikim boim lifnos boker lifnei shemaschilin avav, become the first shift, umenakim esakol bedikdograf, and they make it clean as clean can be, v'lokhin matzah shrak miyudches takas rishonos, v'chein roar l'chalodom lasos. If this book, if everyone listened to him, it can't be done by definition. You follow what I'm saying? Then 99% of the matzahs go into the garbage. So obviously it means only those reading my book. V'chein roar l'chalodom parentheses, who are reading my book, and parentheses, lasos. But don't tell the rest of the world because we got business. Shh. Okay, this is a well kept secret over here. Page Kuf Pei Vav in this beautiful sefer. Fine? That's what it says.
So what does
Mikhail do? They clean it as best as their ability. They spritz it with water. We were doing some nice cleaning on the video. We'll see for ourselves. Okay. Now, the next page, Kuf Pei Zayin, he discusses what he calls in the machine matzahs. What does the dough go on? It's an assembly line, right? It's a conveyor belt, right? What's on the bottom of the conveyor belt?
Chains.
You see it? Huh?
Like chains. It was like chains.
Chains.
Which have oil on them.
Huh?
Which have oil on them.
Yeah, do they? Some kind of things in the bottom. The question is what? So he in his machine matzahs use what they call mapos shel gumi or chomer acher. The butter goes on them. Any which is made from that kind of a what's gumi mean?
Rubber.
Some of these conveyor belts have rubber. I've been in real bakeries, you know, like they bake cookies. And the conveyor belts have some kind of a rubberish surface. He says be very careful. Clean it to the best of your ability. It should be dark so you can tell that if the butter is left. And if it's frayed, throw in the garbage. They're often frays. So the frays, it's not smooth. A little still gets stuck on the bottom, and the mamish make real tzaras even with the yevam. This really makes a very important comment. Can't clean it. Now, there was another major issue, which I don't know if they do today. I don't know. We'll see where we go. There was always leftover stuff. You know, the machine did a thing, and there was leftovers on the sides. Ain kedai lahachzir osam shenis otoch mechonas agibul lasis mei matzis. Shouldn't throw the leftover stuff back into the kneading bowl, even if it's not 18 minutes. Why? Yesh loch shol shlem lechimutz arash nischamemu ve'esek v'shol karov l'tanim. And right at the bottom of Kuf Peches page, he says that this is one of the main reasons that they opposed machine matzis. This is what they used to do. Look in Modol LeBeis Yisrael, a whole book written by the Ostrom in the 19th century. The Matirim, what I say, they called Bittel Modol. Gotta love it. Bittel Modol. They said, no. And then they say, you know, you're really right. You're really right. But you know, we have a way out of it. Square. How'd you figure that out? It's got a mathematician. When they were round, it was always left. That's when the square came up. Square. There's one person who says, believe it or not, you're not Yotzi on the Seder with a square matzah. You know why? Possibly the Forish.
Possibly
Ugos matzah. Ugos matzah. What's an Uga? Sir. I saw it in here. I'm not passing this way. But if you want to know a sheet that I saw, I don't have to look later what page it's on. Okay, but anyway. This way, not to finish Shirayim. Can afford to throw it out. Okay? That's what we do nowadays. Let's give you the history. Here's the problem. Those chains is what takes the matzahs from the kneading area into the oven area. And it goes through on chains. Next page, page Kuf Tzadi, writes as follows. Fascinating. Horeshet shemoridin olav es hamatzas latanu hu cham biyoser. You better believe it. V'yesh locha shelo yachmetz es hamatzos shenoflim olav ad shenichlas latanu. Al kein yesh nizor sheyareshes tzonim legamri. Tzonim legamri. It's going to a fire. How can it be tzonim legamri? Oh, lefach. Lahach al kach sheberega shamatzos boim al hareshes yaschel lefos techa v'miyad. One of two extremes, freezing or boiling. Because if it's in between, it will not be hot enough to bake. But on the other hand, it's going to cause a memar lahachmer, so it's not cold. That's all my mishalot. The whole business. It's a fascinating discussion. How do you get in between one and the other? Not so simple. Can you have a case where the putting of the matzah on the chain, if the chain is very hot, is itself considered part of the baking process, Rabbi Osai? Open to the Shulchan Aruch. Open it up. Tav Samach Aleph Siv Beis. This is all our Rambam comes. Tav Samach Aleph Siv Beis. We'll see in the Gemara in a minute. Tafka Pirish Echad Min Aravim Shemachasim Ben Magag Kupi Bolas Shelcheres Chadasha. Lo shtari sikir v'bifnim o v'bachutz mutter kemen sha'ur sholet tachteo af al pi she'en sha'levis ola al gabo mirtach rosach v'apas nefes miyad v'en abol de chimutz. Need that pass through a fire mamish. It'll be on top of a surface as long as the surface is very hot. Where does this come from? A mefur shigemara. The Taminah from the last match might remember this gemara. Maybe. Daf Lamed Amud Beis. Give a turn back. Lamed Amud Beis. Lamed Amud Beis. And this Gemara Lamed Amud Beis is quoted as a source for this din in Shulchan Aruch by the Brir Agra. And every din in Shulchan Aruch always tried to find a mocha for it. And Shaz Babi. That's the Gura's whole Mahalach and this whole Bira Gura. So over here, when it's Shulchan Aruch writes, Tafka says the Gra like this. Says the Gra, Hu ha buchya. Look on Lama and Amud Bey, it's on both sides. You'll see the word buchya. Everyone see it? What is buchya? They're discussing the question of kashering a buchya from chametz to become pesach. Like a whole discussion. So what is it? What do the words mean? Hi buchya by the tenth line. Hesigah b'befnemu b'chutzu v'yosef. Okay. So what is this? This buchya is exactly what was being used to make matzahs. Says Rashi, buchya klishu mirafim shakorin tiles. The ofen of metaglin bo kikar, they put it on a tile. No, so let the reshes, these chains that we saw in the pictures, be like a tile. It's heated from the fire. Let that itself be the beginning of the baking process, and henceforth, there's no possibility of it becoming chametz. That's great. That sounds like it's a good idea. It has to be hot enough. Has to be hot enough for that. Okay, fine. Good. Now we mentioned yesterday the word marda. What's a marda? A shovel. That's the word we do. At the pizza, the pizza, right? That's quoted in Shulchan Aruch on both sides. Tov Nun Aleph, again Tov Nun Aleph, Sif Yud Tes. And we did discuss this, if you recall, we learned about Kashering Beliva. This is one of our sources which is relevant to the Kabbalah Kachpolta discussion with respect to Liva. So Tov Nun Aleph, Sif Yud Tes, page Membeit, Harachas. Shekorin Fala, so Rachas in Hebrew, Fala in Arabic, and the Mishnah Berurah tells me who Marda. I'm not sure what language Marda is. Anybody? Mishnah Berurah Kuftes?
Hebrew.
Is it really? Is that from Rodet? Rodet Zapas? Okay, so Marda, I wasn't sure. So Marda, so it's Hebrew, it's Marda, and Rachas is also Hebrew, I guess, and Fala is Arabic. Okay. You've seen the pizza oven. A big stick, and it's a kind of a surface at the end, right? Like a shovel. Takes it in and takes it out. So some say Hagola won't work. Hagola won't work. You have to have Libun. Maybe that also won't work. Let's see some things in the Mishnah Berurah over here. In Sifkatan, Kuf Yud Aleph. Kuf Yud Aleph. Okay. Halfway down. With a small kuf lamed zayin. That's where we're starting. Im hotzi matzah chamutza b'marda shel pesach. You're begging the matzah. The one didn't work. Didn't come out right. It was chametz. V'chakach rodu bo matzah acheres. V'nesu ayadei hamarda. Then you have big problems. Now you have a whole story. Fine. Because I'm skipping. Because that b'chametz gomer. Av b'marde shotziyah b'matzah kefula nefucha. We started talking about earlier. Dai lesser harachas lechatchila. Av b'di'evet ein oser. Because the whole kefula nefucha is only a chumrah. Chumrah to throw in the garbage, but not to ask the rachas. Or at least for the evidence of the matzah, the Yoser Kosav v'chok Yaakov, the Miyev Shalimso v'kal rachas acheres muta lahotze lechatchila v'amatzes. Why? Because otherwise, it's starach tomed marda chadosha v'kidiyevet. Why the kidiyevet? Cash, man. Costs too much money. I'll read you the lashon. This is it. You would be surprised that on Pesach the money would come into the cheshbon, but yes, it did. And the Chok Yaakov was not embarrassed to discuss money. We did an expression which you're probably familiar with here in the Chok Yaakov towards the end of Sivkoton, Nun Dalet. You watch as follows. Huh. You mean? It's like the Evid. Mishas Hagadet. Why? Kilo Yimole Barov Afir Shlo Yeser Achad Mishim Nefucho Kfula Vititzar Bechopa Marda Chadosha, etc. Vatorah Chos Amon Yisrael. That was a dirty word now, but it's true. Chazal say it. Vatorah Chos Amon Yisrael. And therefore, to make the Shechumrah is going to be impossible financially. It's totally impossible. So writes the Chok Yaakov. That's if it's only a Chumrah. A On the other hand, Rabbi Osai, take a look at the Mishnah Brura, Tav Samach Aleph, Sivkotin Chav Beis, Tav Samach Aleph, Sivkotin Chav Beis, also from the Chav Yaakov. What does it say here? Let's read together. What happened? They baked chametz and matzah at the same time. That's the whole problem. This is as follows. We'll be komakom, also mokom, with a little lametesis. She'omar ha-chometz, lametes, chok Yaakov. Batanu, sorach hesek kedei lakshiro. Shara mekomos not. Today, the assumption is there's an automatic hesek. 9 degrees. You sit there with a blowtorch. You know, it's constantly hesek. The fire, the oven is so hot. It's 9 degrees. You don't need an independent hesek. It happens by itself. That's the matzah mitzvah. Sefer writes on page Reish Aleph. Fine. Do we use marder today? Do we use a marder? Marder's like a shovel. Do we use a shovel today? What do we use?
Yeah.
We do? I'll tell you what it says over here. I'm not an expert. I'm reading what it says over here in the Sefer. Page Reish Gimel. I'm going for broke. I want to finish this paragraph, the paragraph of Afia. Will we do it? We'll do it in 10 minutes. Hold on. Where's the paragraph end? We're not going to finish this paragraph today. We'll go as far as we can go. Look what it says. Noagin liridos es amatzos the taner. Had a maklos shel eitz, velo b'marda shel matches. What's that? They use the word makel as opposed to a marda.
They put them in. With a makel, they take them out with
the makel. Right. And each time they change the makel. What does the makel look like? How thin is it?
It's just
this long.
So how does the matzah stay? How does it hold the matzah?
They
flaps over both sides and they lay it in the tanner and spread it.
Good. He's telling the truth. Okay, he's telling the truth. They put it only in a makel. Each time you switch the makel around, and you're not going to reuse it unless it was niku osim and abotish and nivakbo. Then it's stana in the garment. You have to wait till it's clean and cool down. So we tell the truth. That's what they do. Very good. That's the makel. That's to take it in. Very nice. How do you get it out? How do you get it out? Yeah, you have to get it out. So he says over here, let me see what it says. One second. When they start this maklos, b'mei agro. Wow. Till then, they put it in the marda. Marda has all kinds of problems we saw. What's the problem with comms? You have to get it out of the marder.
That's serious.
Hold on. So what do they do? Again, they put in marder shel eitz. Umotziim and atana b'marder shel matris, a metal shovel, ubeis yad shalom shel eitz, with a wooden handle. Is that true? Is that what they use? Oh.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what he says. He says, number one, there's not so much chashash of chim by makos, because they're very thin. And number two, the ikar chashash chim was yochol lios botzoas ha-matzah bo'chi chama. From the schamza ha-matzah bo'chios v'marda nesra ha-marda. V'lochene mishal matchis, yekolim b'kal l'lavno l'achshira. In case the problem became chametz stick, you can put it into fire. Put the wood in the fire, it's going to burn to pieces. Put metal to fire, it's going to become kosher. That's the ma'ala of having the metal blade, if you will. Is blade the right word? The metal...
Peel.
What's it called?
Called a peel.
Peel?
P-E?
P-E-L. P-E-L?
Yeah. Banana peel.
Okay. Banana peel. Okay. The peel is the metal thing of the shovel. Yeah. Okay. I learned a new thing. The peel is made from metal, and therefore can be easily kosher. Maybe. That's terrific. But when it comes to the wood, we use dafka what? Wood. When it comes to the pole, we use dafka wood. Why do we use dafka wood? Number one, It's cold, not going to be bolea. You want it to be cold, as we said before. And it doesn't get so hot, doesn't conduct heat as well as metal does. And it gets cold much more quickly. So we have it all figured out. The makel going in is wood, and the peel of the shovel coming out is metal. I guess they hold it with wood since it's metal too hot to touch. They hold it with, it's a wood handle and a metal peel. Good. We're learning English. We're learning about the halacha. We're learning about the minhagim. A lot of important things we're learning about baking matzahs. Fine. You have to be very careful. It explains here on page Reish Hey. Very, very, very careful not to leave any crumb of dough on those makwas. Oh no, that has to be completely, completely clean. Okay, so they are. Nothing left. No,
sand them down.
Sand them down. No holes. Nothing.
And put paper on it also.
Paper on
in between each one. Yeah.
That means that the matzah is lying over on paper on top of the pole.
Yeah.
Okay, good. We'll see. We'll see if we go tomorrow. See what, if they use paper or not. Fine. Fine. Some actually go as far as sanding it down a kadei kli for each and every time. Wow. What are they afraid about? That the chom ataner was a little bit in the makel, a tam botik, which in nidbak bam lachash in the schametz. That's a chumra of chumras.
Why don't they just leave the makel and the taner for a second, and that'll be nefah.
Whatever it is. I'm just going to, this is yesh machmirin. Again, who are the yesh machmirin? So, Rav Sternberg says in his Agoda, look, the least you can do. Techef mamish emotzoas hamakel yinaku also. Right? That even if there was some little thing stuck, it did not reach a shir chomet, even though it's less than 18 minutes, shir chomet was hot. Takkona, look what he writes. He writes by Rabbi Sternberg. This is what he's writing. This is a man who's not coming from, you know, I don't know, where's he coming from? Yerushalayim or HaKodesh, you know, Yerushalayim, they don't play around. But this is a sefer which goes back to Tov Shin Nun Gimel. So we learned this last time, it was a mamash, a brand new sefer. Okay? And the author's from Ramot. That's mamash, well, apparently the original edition came out of Tov Shin Mem Beis. The second edition, Tov Shin Nun Gimel. Yes, that's coming from Shlomo Zalman and from Rav Dain Weiss. That's top of the line. Umuvad, Shutakona She'en Yecholim Lamo Bo, from Sternberg's Chumra. Ubifrat bebote charosh of the matzis. Hine u kam kosh al anakos kol amakos vereg kememre. So what do you do? It gets hot, it's going to come chometz right away. Right? That's what we saw Rabo say. That Rabo, didn't we see that Rabo? That's what we saw today shir. Tov samach aleph. Once it comes out of the oven, you can't put it back in again, right? We saw that. So this is... Yeah. So you're going to end up with makos, it's going to be awesome all the time, it's going to be impossible. Yeah, we read further. Nogo amedaktakim. This is page Reish Ches. Shalol lishtamesh b'makel echot beiz pa'amin. V'chol makel shenostol of matzah pa'machas shuv einos non of old matzah ash yasirum en amakel kadei klipa. V'yotzim b'idei chashash asamurus. But Sarach Ian, once a chumrah comes, takes on, Al ma somchin abba debar, shem bedatikin bazeh. He loves the chumrah so much, and the plain Jews, 99.9%, don't do this. They stand it down completely, they take away kadei klipa. I don't think so. Kadei klipa is not much, but it's you have to take away a piece of the wood. The ev she she somchin al kach, shal pirov ein amakal yad so let us bo. Okay. Enochanam or Yasaletus, what's the problem? Unless the next time around you want to answer it, it's going to be my Yasaletus book. And since it's rare that it happens, Lo Nogu Lahachav Azekokach. Avalakol Modin. Shem Yachnis Matzah al Makal Shinis Chametz Makas Abotin Shinit Bakolov. The Makalu Ben Yomo. The Yishim Italian Ramatha Sholov Achinis Chamein. Enochinami. The Osir Hamata Shehichnis, I will be Almain Tarach Lochash Azeh, the Rocho Kush Yischamim Kolkach Bepam Rishon of Yulam and Achomet, the Hakach Toch Mes Les Yischamim Bepam Shnia Kolkach V'yapas hamatzah shalom, v'hu begeder svek svekum mamish, u'mikol makom, you can predict it already now, l'matzah mitzvah, v'vada yishen lismo chalzeh, v'shimer gomel lo havi, dara. Rabosai, we're out of time, but we're getting a taste, this is Gemara to say, up to page Reish Ches, but some of these fascinating issues we'll see tomorrow, either in Shir, or in the matzah bakery, or in hand, or machine, or both, to be determined tomorrow. But make sure you're here by 9:30 because you may be on a trip. Okay, good.